Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called children of God. Yet so we are. Isn't that a wonderful verse from our second reading from St. John? I love that line, yet so we are. It's like this is almost too good to be true. And what is it that's too good to be true? That we may be called children of God. Yet so we are. You know, sometimes I think we throw around that expression a lot, or we hear it thrown around a lot about being children of God, and we don't think much about it. But that is your greatest dignity. And it is your truest identity. Child of God. Child of God. That is what Jesus won for us on the cross through the blood and water that flowed from his side, that water of baptism. That's when the Heavenly Father adopts us into his family and we become children of God. I think the reason why St. John sort of does that expression, yet so we are, because it is sort of hard to believe. I mean, most of the time, I have to tell you, I don't feel much like a child of God. I don't know about you, but I don't, to tell you the truth. I feel way, way, way too mortal, to tell you the truth. Too limited, too wounded, too flawed in so many ways. And to think that I could say of myself that I share in the same nature with the Lord Jesus Christ, with the divine nature, with the Heavenly Father, with the Holy, it's mind-boggling. Yet so I am. And so are you. And this is the amazing thing when we look at I was having a conversation this week about the lives of some of the saints. It's really good not to just look at the candy-coated lives of saints. All right? Some of the saints really are kind of amazingly innocent, and that's a great thing. But a lot of the saints had their own struggles, you know? And some of them really had put it out there too, you know? And it's really interesting. So don't just go in for those candy-coated lives of the saints. But go and read the ones that really talk about the real struggles that the saints had. Because they all had to discover as well the reality and to live that reality day to day that I am a child of God. But that makes all the difference. It doesn't mean that anything's going to be easier for us or this or that or the other in, you know, an external sense. But it means we face it with a supernatural point of view. I am a child of God. That's who I am. And nothing can take that away from me in this world. Nothing. What God gives, he does not take back, and no one else can take it. And so our world, in lots of ways, or we ourselves are very often putting ourselves down, or facing judgment, or a critical spirit, or this sort of thing. But God always sees us as his children. That's who we are. And so, with flaws and all, we pick ourselves up and we start again with confidence and hope and peace. Because whatever may have happened to me in this world, something I've done or something that's been done to me or whatever, does not touch who I really am by God's grace. And that is his child. And therefore, I have that same confidence. I begin again and keep on marching to heaven with all the saints.